Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. State authorities say a white-tail deer from a hunting ranch in Shawano County tested positive for chronic wasting disease. WBAY-TV reports the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the infected deer was a three-year-old buck. The ranch owner says 245 deer were reported to be on the 481-acre ranch. A Republican-backed bill making the rounds in Madison would take away the authority of the DNR to assess the ecological impact of isolated wetlands before they could be developed. A spokesperson for a wetlands group says the Northwoods could be deeply impacted. The bill's backers say a 2001 bipartisan bill signed by Republican Governor Scott McCallum has become a barrier to development for property owners and people in the construction business on what they say is marginal land. The proposed law requires mitigation. But Aaron O'Brien of the Wisconsin Wetland Association says the effort ignores a critical function such wetlands have in the ecosystem. She says about 1 million acres statewide could be affected, with a large number of those acres here in the North Woods.
These non-federally protected wetlands are regionally abundant, particularly in northern Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin's wooded landscapes. And one of the challenges we have is that they are not well recognized. People may not even know they're standing in a wetland when they see them, but they are critically important. Though they are small individually, they are abundant on the landscape, and the service they provide, the most important service they provide, is water storage, which protects downstream communities from flooding and flood damages. Many of the waterways that are impaired in the state of Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin specifically are impaired because water is moving too quickly, because we've already hydrologically changed our landscape, and sediment is one of our major sources of impairment of those waters. So these wetlands are helping to keep not just water, but soil on the land where it belongs.
Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the bill strikes a balance between protecting wetlands and removing an economic impediment, saying a majority of the time someone wouldn't know it's a wetland. The DNR estimates there are 5.3 million acres of wetlands remaining in Wisconsin. The Northwoods United Way has set an ambitious goal as it begins its fall fundraising campaign, and leaders think the goal is within reach. Rhinelander Mayor Dick Johns read a proclamation.
Whereas the Northwoods United Way, with assistance of community partners, committed to raising $165,000 for 2018. That's quite a goal to shoot for.
Northwoods United Way Board President Brian Fritz stood in front of the thermometer at the corner of Stevens and Davenport Streets with the goal behind him.
Can't thank the Northwoods community enough for all their efforts. And, you know, in the last 3 years, we've donated locally in the Tri-County area over $400,000 to local agencies over the last 3 years. So it's a tremendous effort, and it's all done by the people in these three counties.
Executive Director Nancy Sattler says the $165,000 goal is $5,000 more than last year. She says Northwoods United Way has been here for 27 years, supporting 27 human service agencies in Forest, Oneida, and Vilas counties.
I think people really like to know that when they're giving money to the Northwoods United Way, that it's staying within our counties and helping the people right within our counties, our neighbors, the people we work with, people we see every day. The money that we raise here stays here to help our community.
Sattler says donations are accepted through the northwoodsunitedway.org website or call the office in Rhinelander. She says if businesses want to begin a pledge campaign, she can help set them up. And the idea is to give people who are well-fed a glimpse of what being hungry is like, if only for a short time. To raise awareness of hunger, Nicolet College is hosting the Empty Bowls event next week at the Northwoods Center. While the original Empty Bowls event was first held elsewhere, Nicolet spokesperson Katie Ralph outlines how the event began at the campus.
In the early 90s, a group called the Common Ground Claymakers started it here on campus at Nicolet. And then it was taken up by Janice Kanusik and the Women's Day group. I'm not sure what exactly they were called. But so then, since then, it's been going every couple of years, we'll host it.
Ralph describes how the event takes place.
People have a chance to come in and look at all these different bowls made by some students, but also area potters. They choose a bowl for $15, and then they get to enjoy soup and bread, a simple meal of soup and bread made by the culinary students. And all this is to raise awareness about hunger.
You get to keep the bowl. Proceeds from the event go to area food pantries. Ralph says reservations are suggested by this Thursday, October 5th, with the event the following Thursday, October 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Ralph says you can register by calling Mary Ann at 715-365-4512 or contact Katie Ralph at her office at Nicolet College. The weather forecast for tonight, Look for showers likely, cloudy, and then gradually clearing, low 46. For tomorrow, sunny, high near 62. And then Thursday, sunny, high near 60 degrees, and seasonal temperatures for the next several days. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe with Captain Doug. Right here on WXPR, I'm Ken Krall.